This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking with Dave Guilmette, CHS Director of Supply Chain, to get an update on the current truck supply shortage the agriculture industry is facing. Dave, this is a big, big issue, of course, supply chain issues. And for agriculture, the tight truck supply, certainly the latest issue in that ongoing situation. Tell us what's behind this shortage.
Now, really what this kind of comes down to is just an overproduction overseas. And as manufacturers have produced more products, as a country, we're trying to buy more. And so there's a lot of congestion at our ports. There's as many as 60 or 70 boats that are just waiting to be unloaded at our docks on the ports in LA and in California. And then, of course, we have to get the containers out of the ports. And that's been a big issue. You know, the second thing around it is really the shortage of truck drivers is related to there's not a lot of truck drivers coming into the profession. And so what we're trying to do is trying to retain and attract as many of those drivers as we can as a company. That way we have drivers when we need them to kind of go against some of these headwinds that we're facing.
So we're all being affected in different ways by this situation. How is it affecting farmers' day-to-day operations?
You know, anything that really, you know, a farmer needs or needs to ship off of their site, you know, really comes to them in a truck. You know, so if you think about crop inputs, or once harvest comes and the grain needs to get back to a bin, you know, you think about a truck needs to haul that product away or bring product to the farm. And so our challenge is trying to find enough trucks to be able to get the supply where the farmer ultimately needs it and to position product at the right time in the right location.
All right. Thanks, Dave. That's Dave Guilmette, CHS Director of Supply Chain. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.